to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait for you to hear this interview that I just had with John Hillstead. Now, if you are unfamiliar with him, he is amazing. He is a manifestation and mindset coach, and he's all about using your subconscious mind and giving you techniques to actually reprogram your old patterns, release limiting beliefs, and align with the most authentic and abundant version of yourself. And yes, we talk a lot about this on the podcast. Yes, I've had other guests on here talking about manifestation, but this conversation is unlike any other. And I actually took a conscious creation course with John Hillstead a few months ago, and this is why I'm having him on the show, because I have been in this space of personal development and energy and manifestation and limiting beliefs and all this stuff for years and years and years. But the way that he explains things and the way that he really delivers this information shifted me in a way that nobody else ever has. So I needed to bring him on here to make sure that you had this information, whether you are somebody who is just getting started with this journey and you're like, oh, I don't really know anything about manifestation or energy. I'm just kind of dipping my toe into it, or you're somebody who's like me and you've been on this path for a while, this is going to be an amazing episode for you, because we really get into how you could start rewiring your subconscious, because our subconscious is what makes up over 99% of our actions, of our thoughts come from our subconscious. And that is what is creating our reality. So he really talks about how we can start rewiring our subconscious, like actual tools you can implement today. He talks about his favorite rituals that he did, his backstory. We get into anxiety and how you can support yourself with anxiety with specific techniques that are even suitable for children. Like, oh, I cannot wait for you to hear this episode. I really think you're going to vibe with it. Everything that we talk about link-wise will be in the show notes. I would love to hear your feedback on this episode. If this is something that really aligned with you, the best thing you could do for our guest is to share your takeaways and tag both of us on Instagram. John's Instagram will be in the show notes. All that stuff will be there, but I just can't wait for you to dive into this. So without further ado, let's get into today's conversation with John Hillstead. John, I am literally so excited to chat with you today. I can't wait to get into it. You are such a light. You're just so incredible. So I can't wait to share you with my audience. Thank you for coming on the Mind Your Hormones podcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here to chat with you too.
Yes. So if somebody doesn't know who you are, can you just give them a little rundown of who you are and what you do?
Yeah. So I am a manifestation and mindset coach and content creator, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. and I help people reprogram their subconscious mind so that they can align their conscious vision on that subconscious level and manifest the life that they desire and they deserve.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I recently took one of his courses, which we'll talk about towards the end, the Conscious Creation course, which what I was obsessed with John before I took the course, because if you don't follow him on Instagram, like you need to, it's just so amazing on every level. But now I'm just like, oh my God, you're just such a wealth of knowledge. And I love your delivery around it, because you know, manifestation is kind of like a buzzword now and everybody's talking about it, but I love the way that you deliver it and how you really explain things, because I've kind of been on this journey for a while in the manifesting space and like energy, universe, all of that. But so many of the things that you taught just clicked so differently, which was so amazing and just life-changing. So I want to share all of this with everybody because you're such a wealth of knowledge.
That was amazing. I got chills when you said that, because like I tell that to people all the time. I'm like, you have to show up, even though there's so many other people in this space. You know, a lot of people have that like limiting belief. Well, I can't be a coach or I can't be in this space because there's already so many people doing it. But it's like the way you teach it, the way you express it, the way you say it, it's going to click and resonate with people in a way that maybe I couldn't express it, right? And so yes. I loved hearing that. That was great confirmation for me to be like, okay, wow, yeah, that is true, because
yes,
I mean, yeah.
And that's just actually a reminder for me too, because I get in my head about it too. Because I'm like, oh, there's so many other coaches and doing all these things. And then I'm like, well, if that clicked for me differently, it's the same thing for when people are learning from me. So yes, it was amazing. And I'm so glad to give you that confirmation, because you deserve it. Aww. So, okay. So let's just, before we like dive into all the juice, I know that this, you didn't start out on this path. Like you didn't just like wake up one day and, you know, have like all this like put together, which most of us don't. So how did you get into this space? Like, what is your backstory?
Yeah. So, I was in the travel industry for a while. Like that was my 9 to 5. That was kind of my gig. And I was always somebody who was like a seeker. I always loved to travel. I spent a lot of time in South America. I was always outdoors hiking. And so that was kind of my spiritual practice, was being in nature. Mm. But I really didn't have an understanding of what it meant to, you know, walk a spiritual path back then. I was like really struggling for most of my life with depression, with anxiety, with suicidal ideations. You know, I was really having a hard time just navigating this human experience for a long time. And I got to this place in my life where I was completely hopeless. I was working that job, that 9 to 5. I was unfulfilled. I was also driving DoorDash to try to make ends meet. Like I was literally at rock bottom. I was trying to, you know, pay the bills and make things work. And it was just, I was literally scraping by. And I remember sitting in my bathroom on the floor, just like, I'm done. Like I'm giving up. Like I can't do this anymore. And I had, you know, a lot of like suicidal ideations in this at this time. And this one particular moment, I just like was like, holy cow. Like I became the awareness. I became the observer. I realized, oh, I'm not these thoughts. I'm observing these thoughts. I'm not these things. I'm more than that. Right. So it was just kind of this like aha awakening moment. It didn't like completely transform after that. It was a long journey of healing and transformation and going within, and a lot of things happened after them. But that was kind of like the first initial moment where I was like, wait a second, I can heal. Like, I think I can heal. I think I can like make some changes to like feel better. And so from then on, I just started my personal development journey. YouTube was a huge resource for me at the beginning. I was like, just researching random things on YouTube, like how to heal depression, how to overcome anxiety, you know, like going down the rabbit hole, and just that led to the next thing, which led to the next thing. Yeah. I just became obsessed with personal development, with manifestation. I was always in this like victim mindset most of my life, right? Everything is happening to me. Like the world is against me. God hates me, whatever. And so manifestation, understanding the power of conscious creation, reality creation, really was empowering for me, because I was like, wait a second, I have the ability, the power, the freedom to create my reality. I'm not the victim here. Like I have the chance to like take control of my life. And so that was really empowering for me. And so that started my manifestation journey, and that inspired me to give back the knowledge, the experience that I've learned in this life about manifestation back to others. Cause it's like, I feel like I have to pass the baton. It's like, I was given these tools and these information. Now I have to like, yes, you know,
forward. Exactly. So, oh yeah. My God. There's so much in there. And thank you for being so transparent, because I think a lot of people will, you know, maybe minimize their anxiety or their suicidal thoughts or their depression. And like, you really like talk about and own up to it, which I really appreciate, because there's people listening that feel like that and think that they're like the only people in the world that feel that way. And yes, you had that like awakening, but then you also took the steps forward to do something about it, because sometimes we'll get those hits of like, ooh, like do something like this, or this could change. But then we easily fall back into that pathway, right? That's been like wired for so long. So, but you took the step forward. And I guess it's just, you know, everybody, like a reminder for everybody of like, yes, you can have this knowledge, but if you don't do anything with it, if you don't move forward with it, like nothing's going to change. So it takes a lot of responsibility. And that victim mindset, let's dive into that a little bit, because I think that that's really common, especially when you get stuck in that like mindset for so long of like, everything sucks. I hate my job. Like my health is like shitty. My friends suck. I don't have any money. Like I'm always, you know, scraping by. Like, how did you kind of like, I know there's obviously with so many things, but what is maybe the biggest thing that you could tell somebody who is in a victim mindset of switching it to like, you are the one that creates your life, and not from a place of like, oh, you got yourself here, so like all bad things that happened to you are your fault, kind of flipping into the empowering side of it. Like, how would you help someone through that?
Yeah. One thing for me that's really been powerful was coming back to the present moment. The book, The Power of Now, was a huge.
So good.
Yeah. So good. Like, if you haven't read The Power of Now, I feel like it's you have to read it.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone needs to read this book. Like, if you haven't read the book, stop the podcast now and go pick up the book. Okay.
Exactly. Come back to the podcast and read the book.
It's kind of like one of those like foundational personal development books that I feel like everybody needs to read, because it really teaches you that there really is only the present moment. There's no future. There's no past. We're only ever in the present moment. And so that was huge for me to realize, wow, I've been living in anxiety because I had a fear of what's going to happen. Mm. Or I've been in depression because I'm dwelling on what happened in the past, but I was never really fully present in my current reality. Mm. So learning to be present was huge for me. And
how do you do that?
Just through different modalities, like meditation was a great one. Mm-hmm. Doing mindful activities, like going for a walk, a mindful walk, and not listening to a podcast or a music, just being very present and just like kind of, you know, being and focusing on everything around you, the trees, the grass, the birds, the cars, the lady yelling at her neighbor over there. You know what I mean? Like, just little things like that, that I never had done before. That was huge for me. And one thing that really helped me was listening to Abraham Hicks. Like, I would listen to Abraham Hicks every single day, at least 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. I was crazy. Like, when I do things, I go all in. Like,
I feel you.
I obsess over it. Like, I was listening to her 3 times a day. I was like, let's go. So she really helped me to like come back to the present. And not only that, but to find gratitude and appreciation for my current circumstances. Cause I was somebody who's always like, this isn't enough. I'll be happy when I have this. I'll be happy when this happens. But I was never truly grateful and appreciative of what I had around me. And it's like, dang, like, you might be struggling. You might be like at the bottom, but you're probably doing better than a lot of people in this world. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I still had a roof over my head. I still had a job. I still had a lot of things to be appreciative and grateful for. Mm-hmm. And so even when you're struggling and going through it, like, there's always something that you can focus on to be grateful for. I know it's challenging, I know it's hard, but there's always something, right?
Yeah, exactly. And because we're in this world now where we always want more and more and more, we always think that we never have enough. Even when, if you think about like, I don't know, however many years ago, you probably have something now that you wish you had then, and you're still not like really, and I've done this, like I'm talking from experience. Like, I have been in this place where I'm like, I have everything I wanted like 5 years ago, less than that. And I'm still like, oh, but I want more. I want this. I want this. And yes, obviously, like, we are going to want things and we could always want more, but being in that gratitude, like, energy is obviously what's going to bring more of it to you. Whereas when you were talking about before, you know, being in that lack mindset and victim mindset, like, that is keeping you stuck. So it's, you know, doing things like you talked about, walk in nature. I love that. Like, to raise your vibration. So let's kind of like, it's kind of the same thing, but like shift to talking about vibration and how the energy, the vibration, like, some people will hear them like, okay, well, it's just woo woo. I'm like, it's not woo woo. This is like literally science, like how we're surrounded by energy and how this does affect things. So how can you explain this to someone, or how do you utilize energy in your life to help, you know, your manifestation process?
Yeah. That for me was also a huge realization, realizing that everything is energy. We live in an ocean of motion. Nothing is ever stagnant or still. Everything is moving and vibrating. If you break it down and look at everything through a microscope, everything is oscillating. Everything is vibrating. It's all frequency. It's all emanating frequency. And so, Bob Proctor always talks about, the law of vibration is actually more important than the law of attraction. A lot of people think about law of attraction and it's like a buzzword as well. It's like, oh, law of attraction, manifestation, but really it's a secondary law to the law of vibration. The law of vibration is the most important law, I think, because everything is energy, everything has vibration. And in order to create that life that you want for yourself, in order to manifest something, you have to become aligned with the same frequency, the same vibration of that desire. And one of the ways you do that, one of the most powerful ways to align with that frequency, is through your belief system. I always talk about beliefs, you know, subconscious mind, like your subconscious mind is what's creating your reality. Your subconscious mind is determining your frequency, your vibration, what you're emanating out, because your vibration is based on your beliefs, your values, your identity, you know, all the things that lie on that deeper subconscious level. So I tell people, if you want to change your life, you want to change your reality, change your beliefs. It's really your beliefs that are creating your physical reality.
Oh, exactly. Okay. So let's talk about the subconscious, because this is wild. And this was like a huge part of the conscious creation course. So how, like, talk about like percentage wise, because when I was diving into this, I'm like, oh my God, this is so crazy. And what is like the percentage of our thoughts and how we're so much in the subconscious, not even our thoughts, but like our actions that we're taking in the subconscious and how we're really operating from that. Like that is really how we're operating day to day.
Yeah. It's wild. The percentages, the numbers. A lot of people say there's, you know, there's different people that say 95%. Some people say 96. I say 99.96. Okay. Yeah. It's a lot. It's the majority. It's the majority of your life is subconscious. 99.96% of your life is subconscious, and only 0.004%, 0.5%, whatever. I don't know math right now.
Me neither. It's fine.
A little tiny fraction is conscious, right? What you're consciously aware of. And that's so crazy to think about. Like we have over 60,000 thoughts a day. And the fact that 99% of those are subconscious, and they're usually thoughts that we've just repeated over and over and over again. We don't really have new thoughts. A lot of times they're just the same thoughts repeating over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So realizing that, wow, the power is in the subconscious. The secret is in the subconscious. In order to make big changes in your life, we have to really dive deep into changing the neural pathways, changing the programming on that deeper subconscious level.
Oh, and yes.
Yeah, it's huge. It's so, it's like, all the tools I know now, I'm just like, dang, I wish I would have had this back then. Like I would have saved so much time.
I know, it's crazy. And the cool thing is that our neural pathways can change, right? Like it's not stuck to where it is, which is so beautiful, but obviously it's going to take work. So how can you, obviously, you know, working with you is like the number one thing, but if someone just listening to this right now, and maybe there's two people listening, like someone's like, okay, where can I get started of just starting to rewire my subconscious? Like, I know I'm having these thoughts, I'm starting to become aware of them, but you know, I'm still saying maybe these affirmations, but they don't feel like I actually believe them. Like, where can they really start like actually changing their beliefs?
Yeah, I love that. And that's something huge that you just said, the whole affirmation thing. Like at first, you know, there's a lot of people do a lot of affirmations in this space and it's talked about a lot, but it's like you said, if you're just starting out and you're saying these affirmations, you say, I'm abundant, I'm wealthy. Your subconscious mind is like, no, you're not.
Yeah,
liar. What are you talking about? Yeah. It's like, you know what I mean? Like we all have experienced that. And it's because you have these built-in beliefs on that subconscious level that tell you otherwise. And so saying those affirmations sometimes isn't very beneficial at the beginning. Yes, over time with repetition, it will help. But I like to, for people who are starting out and the affirmations aren't working for you, one of the things that I've used is affirmations, which were created by Noah St. John. He has a book called Affirmations. And affirmations are empowering questions that already assume that what you want is yours. So instead of saying, I'm abundant, I'm wealthy, you ask a question like, why am I so abundant? Mm-hmm. And when you ask a question like, why am I so abundant? Your subconscious mind is going to search for answers to all the ways in which you are abundant. Yes. And then you're going to start to focus on that instead of focusing on the lack. So it's like, why am I so abundant? Okay. Wow. I got a roof over my head. I've got a job. Like there's so many things that you'll start to pull out that help you to really focus and put your energy into that abundant state.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah. So affirmations by Noah St. John, go check out that book.
Let's dive into that for a second. Yeah. So asking these questions. So, and that's the thing is like, when you ask better questions, you're going to get better answers because your brain, like you just said, is you're always going to search for, it's a computer. Like that's literally what it is. So I love that. So you could do that every morning. Like you could ask yourself these things every morning and just allow those things to come up. Because if you ask yourself, oh, how am I not abundant? obviously you're going to get those answers too. So just like switching it, I love that. And then that could work for someone who is further on their journey also, but maybe if someone's like, okay, you know, I'm kind of on my way. Like I've been in this like vibrational universe and energy attraction state, but like maybe they feel a little bit stuck and where like they've manifested in the past, but now they're just kind of in a phase where they're like, I'm just feeling a little bit stuck. Like what can be something, I mean, it could be similar tools, but is there a separate tool that maybe you could think of that someone who's a little bit further along, but they're feeling a little stuck can do?
Yeah. I think that, I do a lot of work with limiting beliefs and limiting decisions. And I really truly believe that that's what's really holding us back from stepping into our highest, most authentic, most abundant self are just limiting beliefs that we still carry. And a lot of times people focus on significant emotional events, right? We go to therapy, we go to talk therapy, and we usually just talk about one specific event that we can consciously remember. Mm-hmm. We talk about it over and over and over again, but we don't tend to see any change because there's always an event that has happened that has taken place before that we're maybe not consciously aware of, that we've buried within the subconscious, that maybe isn't as significant, but is the root cause of that limiting belief, or is the root cause of that negative emotion. So I do a lot of work with this, and you did this in the course.
So
time
cool.
techniques, which is where you go back to the very first moment you experienced that negative emotion, that limiting decision. And then from that root cause, you can then release it. And once you release it at the root, then you can release it all the other times you experienced it.
So good. We talk all about root cause with health and hormones and all that on this podcast. So I love that you just said that, because it's true. It's like, if you're just looking at the surface level stuff, you're missing the 99.9, whatever percent of your subconscious that you're not consciously recognizing. And something that was another huge shift for me in the course was the limiting belief, but the limiting decision, right? When you talked about the difference between the two and how to address that again, I was like, I've been talking about limiting beliefs for years. I've been noticing mine, but like this was something that was such a huge shift. So how can you talk about that? The limiting belief versus the limiting decision and how to, you know, work through that.
Yeah. So everyone, I mean, most people have heard of limiting beliefs. I think that's another common phrase, but we don't talk about limiting decisions a lot, and limiting decisions actually come before the limiting belief. Because there was a singular moment in time where you decided to take this on as a belief. Yes. There was one moment where you said, wow, I'm going to believe that to be true about myself. That very first time. So with time techniques, we go back to that first time. The first time you decided to believe that to be true. So for anybody who is experiencing a limiting belief right now, who's maybe farther along on their journey, one tool that I use, it's very quick and easy. And every time I have a limiting belief come up, I ask this question. I ask myself, when did I decide this? When did I decide this to be true? And when you ask that question, your subconscious mind is going to bring up an answer. Your subconscious mind is going to bring up the first thing, and you have to just trust that answer and not get into your logical, analytical, computational mind and just trust the subconscious, unconscious responses coming up. Mm-hmm. So when you say, when did I decide this? It's going to give you a moment in time. And usually, you know, if you can go within and figure out when that was and, you know, look at that situation and you realize, wow, this maybe wasn't even my belief to begin with, or wow, that's such a silly thing to believe about myself. And I've been repeating this over and over and over again. So within time techniques, as you know, in the course, like it's a whole process that we get into, and it's very powerful, but it's still something that you can do without time techniques, just to bring that to your conscious awareness about when you decided to believe this belief to be true about yourself.
Yeah.
Like it's always something silly too. It's like, dang, I've been believing this for how long?
I know. Because my first grade teacher said this, and I'm still sitting here like thinking that I'm worthless or whatever. Like literally though, that's the stuff that comes up, especially around that age, you know, range a lot of times. But I like that because, you know, obviously being aware of your thoughts and your beliefs is the first, you know, step. Cause if you're not aware of it, you won't be able to do this. But even if you're thinking of yourself, like you're not worthy of having a good relationship, or you're always going to be struggling in your health, or you're always going to be, you know, not having enough money, whatever your limiting belief is, ask yourself that question. Like, when did I decide this to be true? And for me, I'm someone who can very like easily overanalyze and like really get all up in there. So I had to do it at a time where like my head was really clear. I did it kind of after meditation. And then I would like ask myself those questions. So then I would be less likely for my logical mind to come like in and be like, no, that's not it. It must be this. And trying to just change everything that's going on. So trusting yourself that, like you said, whatever comes up, just believe that that's it. And then allow yourself to move forward because it, and it sounds like it wouldn't help you release it, but it does. Like it really, really does. Obviously doing the time techniques and all of that is takes it to the next level, but this is something anybody could do at any point during the day. I hope that you're loving this episode as much as I love John. This conversation is just so freaking powerful. There's so much more goodness coming your way. But before we get to it, I wanted to talk to you about this because a lot of you will ask about the supplements I'm taking, my routine, how you could support yourself outside of, you know, the things that you're changing nutritionally and lifestyle wise. And this is why I'm completely obsessed with Gut Personal, who is a sponsor of the podcast. If you've heard me talk about them before, I'm going to tell you about something different that I probably haven't talked to you about before, so stay tuned. But the reason why I'm obsessed with these supplements is because they're actually personalized to what you need, what your specific gut needs. And the reason how they're personalized is because the founder of them, Bridget Carroll, she's a functional registered dietitian. She worked for years and years and years with clients one-on-one and supplement stores, like all the things. And she created a quiz that's completely personalized that she created herself that asks you a series of questions that will pinpoint what's actually going on in your gut because she's been doing this for so long. And it sends you a personalized list of supplements from Gut Personal that are going to support you and your specific gut. And I will talk about some of the products that I'm obsessed with, but what I really want you to do is go take the quiz so you can get your personalized protocol. But what I haven't told you before is that they have 100% money back guarantee, which is amazing. And that just shows how confident they are in these supplements actually supporting you. But what I also love about this is that it's not a no questions asked 100% money back guarantee, because say you want your money back for whatever reason, maybe you think the products don't work for you. They're going to ask you a series of questions of why it didn't actually support you, because they're not in this just to make money. They want to actually help you heal. So they're going to ask you like, okay, are you taking the right dosage? What timing did you take it? What are the symptoms you've been experiencing that you aren't happy with? Maybe we could find you a different supplement that's going to support you better. It's so freaking amazing how hands-on they are, how they answer every single question, and how, yes, there is 100% money back guarantee, but in the process of that, if you do have a problem with it, they're still going to help support you to see if you are actually taking it correctly, if you are taking the right dosage, and if there's a different supplement that might support you better. So it's so freaking amazing. I take so many of their products. Me and my fiance both, we take the booster probiotic, but again, make sure that you are taking the quiz to see what's best for you. We take the soother, the healer, the miracle worker, obviously my favorite, and the vitamin D3 drop. So we're all about Gut Personal over here. I can't wait for you to take their quiz to see what's best for you. The link is of course in the show notes. And because they're a sponsor of this podcast and because you are a loyal listener of the show, you get a discount when you use the code Corinne. You could go to gutpersonal.com/Corinne, that's Corinne, and use code Corinne at checkout. The link, of course, again, is below. If you have any questions at all, you can reach out to Well by Bridget. You can reach out to Gut Personal. You can reach out to me. Like, I'm here to support you in this because I want you to feel better. I want you to be taking the right supplements for your gut. And I can't wait to hear how you think about it and how you feel after taking them. So let's get back into today's show with John Hillstead.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I have a limiting belief. I'm like, oh, okay, when did I decide this? When did I decide this?
Yeah. It's so powerful. Good. And then do you create a new belief after that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can create a new belief. It's like, okay, maybe your limiting belief was, I'm a bad actor. And that was one of my limiting beliefs for the longest time. And then I asked myself, when did I decide this? And I was taken back to a time in like sixth grade where there was a kid that was in my group that we were doing an acting project. And he says, you're bad at acting. And I took that on as a belief. And I'm like, you know what? maybe I'm not the best actor. Maybe I'm not winning any Oscars anytime soon, but I'm not terrible. Okay. And I enjoy it. So that's what's important. Maybe I'm not the best at it, but I enjoy it. And it brings me joy. Mm. So
you're amazing at it, by the way.
Okay, I think but yeah, totally reframing your, taking your limiting belief, reframing it to a limitless belief is definitely helpful. And you can, you know, adopt that as an affirmation moving forward as well to help you anchor that into your subconscious.
Yeah. Because if we're living out of our subconscious, if we don't rewire it, then we're never going to be able to move forward for like long-term sustainable success. So rewiring it. Okay. So let's just recap rewiring your subconscious. What are the top tips you recommend that we talked about that someone can just be like, okay, I'm going to start doing this to help rewire my subconscious?
Affirmations.
Yes. Okay. Which is asking yourself a better question.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then limiting decisions, asking yourself, when did I decide this? And also hypnotherapy, hypnosis, mm-hmm. EFT. Those are some tools that people can look up on YouTube or you can work with me on. Mm-hmm. Are very powerful tools to help continue to reprogram. Hypnosis has been very powerful, helpful for me.
Yeah. Can you explain what the hypnosis, like how it helps and then how the EFT and like what that actually is?
Yeah. So a lot of people have a misconception about hypnosis and hypnotherapy because we're told in media, on TV, you know, in the movies, it's often portrayed as like mind control or, mm-hmm. you know, you've got that guy with the pendulums, like you're getting sleepy. but it's actually, you know, it's something completely different than that. It's actually the ultimate display of self-control. And it's all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. And with hypnosis, what we're doing is we're removing that conscious mind layer and then getting direct access to the subconscious mind. So our brain goes into different wavelength states. So we've got, you know, throughout the day, we're in the awakened state. And as we're going to sleep, we shift into another brainwave state. And then when we're in that deep, deep sleep, we go even deeper. So with hypnotherapy, it allows us to drop in suggestions into the subconscious mind directly when we're in that slowed down brainwave state and helps us to transform on that deeper level. So what I like to explain, how I like to explain it is like, you know, you think about the bouncer at the club, right? You got a bouncer who's like letting some people come in the club. He's like rejecting some people. That's your conscious mind. And so what we're doing with hypnotherapy is we're taking away the bouncer so that we have direct access to the club, AKA your subconscious mind. And we can implant new empowering beliefs, values, behaviors directly into your mind.
Oh, I love that. Okay. It's so good. And that's explains it so much better. Cause again, when someone hears hypnosis, you think of exactly what you just described. So I'm so happy you cleared that up for people because it is super, super powerful. And I love your analogy. It's so good. And what about EFT? I haven't been to a club in a minute, but I still love the analogy.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
EFT, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So EFT is another really easy, powerful, quick tool that you can pull out of your tool belt and anybody can learn it. Anybody can use it at any time. It's one of those things you don't even really need to like listen to a recording or go to a hypnotherapist or a practitioner. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. Mm-hmm. And basically what EFT is it uses the same energetic meridians in the body, same meridians used in acupuncture, acupressure, to help you rebalance your energy and to relieve, you know, stress, anxiety, to reprogram. So there's different energetic meridians on the body. And with EFT, you tap on those points and you, what you do first is you talk about the problem. You bring it up to the surface, right? You talk about, even though I'm feeling unworthy, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. So you start by talking about what problem you're experiencing, what pain you might be having, and you want to bring it up to the surface so that it can then be released.
It's also known as tapping, right? People may have heard it in that way. Okay.
Tapping. Yeah. Another analogy I like to use is think about a clogged toilet, right? You got a clogged toilet and the clog is your negative emotion or whatever problem you're experiencing in your energetic system. And EFT is like the plunger that clears the clog and allows the flow of energy to move again. So tapping is like the plunger unclogging your toilet of, you know, the negative emotion, the limiting belief, the pain, the headache you're experiencing. So it helps to flush that and clear that. And it's one of my favorite tools for anxiety specifically. If I'm, you know, anxious at any moment, I'll just go in and do like a quick couple minute tapping on all the points. And I feel so much more calm. My nervous system has calmed down. I feel relaxed.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it's a really powerful, easy tool for folks to use.
Yeah. And they could YouTube, like if they just wanted to get a little idea of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brad Yates is like the icon, the king of tapping. Okay. So go look up Brad Yates. Tapping with Brad. He's amazing.
Okay. Tapping with Brad. I love
tapping that. With Brad, yeah.
But that's great to know for anxiety, because even, you know, someone listening, I know many women in this community could definitely connect with anxiety. I mean, I feel like most everybody can feel anxiety at certain points, but whether you're in the middle of a panic attack or you're just having some small anxiety, or even your children, like this could work on children as well. And it's obviously a less intense kind of like tool than going straight to medication. Obviously there's a time and place for medication, like not saying that there isn't, but people that are listening to this are always interested in more of a natural approach. So I love that this could be used for your beliefs, for anxious thoughts, like any of that.
Headaches. I do it for headaches all the time.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
And it's the same points for it.
It's all the same points. Yeah. All the same points. You just want to focus on the headache while you're having the headache, right? Bring it to the surface, and then reaffirm what you'd like to feel instead. So it's like, even though I have this headache, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And then go in and keep tapping on, how would you like to feel instead? I feel calm. I feel at peace, right? Whatever it is that you want to feel instead.
Amazing.
And like you said, it's great for kids too, because you know, kids can do this. It's a really fun, easy tool.
How amazing would it be if kids had this tool at a young age? I mean, imagine the different world we would be in, and the amount of people that wouldn't just be thrown on medication every 2 seconds instead of just having tools that they could use to support themselves. And at such a young age, like it's just so crazy. I hope that this is taught in schools one day. Like how cool would that be?
That would be amazing. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I totally agree.
And how long does it take usually when you're doing it for? I mean, I know I'm sure it's different for everybody, but how long do you recommend like doing the tapping for?
Yeah. So usually what I do with clients is I'll ask them, how are you feeling on a scale of 0 to 10? 10 being, oh my God, I'm so anxious, like I'm going to explode. Mm-hmm. And 0 being completely calm. And so they kind of tell me where they're at on that scale. And so before you're doing it, kind of figure out, determine where you're at on a scale of 0 to 10. Go through it, do it a few rounds, like do a few rounds of all the points, and then see how you feel after that. And if maybe you've gotten down to a 5, try it again. If you've gotten down to a 3, try it again. And then just keep going until you get down to a lower number.
Love
so it
that.
Just depends. Yeah. It can be a few rounds. It could be 10 rounds. It could be 1 round. Just depends.
Oh, so good. Such a good tool. I love that. Okay. So what are some of your daily rituals to help you like get in the vibe of what you want to attract? Right. Cause obviously we're talking about vibration, the law of vibration, how it's really important to, you know, be a match for that. Because if we want to attract more abundance, more health, more love, joy, whatever, we inside have to be that energy. Cause if we're in that lack and, you know, guilt, shame, we're going to attract more of that. So, what are your favorite daily rituals that you do to get yourself in the vibe?
One of my favorite rituals is dancing, like turning it out. Like I'll play some music and I'll just walk down the hallway like I'm on the Victoria's Secret fashion show runway.
Hell yeah.
Start twerking. You know what I mean? Like that for me, movement is like the most powerful medicine for me personally.
Yes.
Movement helps me to just release a lot of anxiety, release a lot of stagnant energy, and helps me align with that like highest version of myself who is free flowing, expressive, and doesn't give a, can I say that?
Love that. I love that.
So movement has been huge for me.
Mm-hmm.
I do also Qigong, which is more of a calming ritual. I don't know if you've heard of Qigong, but it's an ancient Chinese moving meditation. And so that for me is very beneficial as well to calm the nervous system. I prefer it over like meditation.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you do that instead of like a stillness meditation?
It depends on the day. Like sometimes I'll do a stillness meditation. Sometimes I'll do Qigong, which is the moving meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on how I'm feeling throughout the day.
I love that. Because a lot of people have resistance to meditation because they're like, I can't stay still. So if that is you listening right now, look up Qigong meditation. I'm actually going to look this up also, yes, and maybe start doing it because, you know, I meditate every morning, but sometimes I do feel I'm like, I was pretty much just sitting there for 15 minutes. Like I did not get into that state that I really wanted to get in because my mind is racing and the movement really does help. So that's awesome. Okay. Love that.
Yeah, the movement helps so much. So Qigong is Qigong, Qigong.
Qigong. Okay, amazing.
Check it out. You'll love it.
Yeah, I will.
And there's a really great YouTuber who has the best videos, I think. It's called Yoqi. It's Yoqi.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Okay, great. Oh, I'm excited. I'm doing that tomorrow. Okay. So you twerk, you do qigong. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'll do like 5 minutes of breath, five minutes of breath work. Some days it's just really conscious, deep breathing. Some days it's breath of fire. Some days it's the neuro breath work that I teach, which is the open mouth.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So part of the course was on one of our calls. Well, on two of the calls, but the one that I'm talking about, we do breath work and it's called the neuro one you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the open breath and John will explain it in a second because he'll obviously have more to say about it. But I mean, I've done breath work before too, but I was like sobbing the entire time, just like sweating. Like it was a whole thing. And I'll get like chills and just like feel lightheaded. But I had such a huge breakthrough with some like family stuff that was going on in my head and like fear. I was like a fear that I had of my parents dying. And it was like so weird that it just like came up around that time and whatever. And I realized like where it came from in my family line. And it like, honestly, I have not even had that thought or that fear since then. And it was such a weird, I was not thinking that was going to come up, but it did. And like my grandma came who passed away. Like it was a whole thing and it was so amazing. So if you haven't done breath work, like for sure, do it with somebody, like make sure you're doing it in a, you know, controlled environment where you know, somebody's there to support you. But it was powerful. So yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Neuro breath, like what does it do? How does that happen?
Yeah. So, my friend Gina Skye, she created neuro breath work. So it combines the breath with subconscious mind reprogramming. And it's this specific breath. It's a 3-part breath that was super powerful in itself. Like just doing that breath, like is very powerful.
Yeah.
And then incorporating the visualizations, incorporating the suggestions into the mind is also even more potent. So basically what we're doing is we're going into the parasympathetic nervous system, mm-hmm. and you are in, cause most of the time we're in this state of like fight or flight. Mm-hmm. And so with this breath, you're dropping into this other state where you can rejuvenate, you can heal. And so, that's a great opportunity to drop in those suggestions when you're open to receiving them. Yeah. And then there's a lot like your subconscious mind. It loves symbols. It loves images. It loves metaphors. And so I always do a lot of visualizations that incorporate those metaphors in neuro breath work. Like, you know, put all your fears into that box and take that box outside of you and throw it into the fire and cast it out. Now it's outside of your body. You know what I mean? So it's like your subconscious mind is like, yes. Okay. Yeah. We're removing this from our body. So you're literally releasing, you know, stuff that's been held inside your physical body. Because we think like, oh, the trauma like is not only in your mind and your subconscious, like in your body as well. We store a lot of fears, anxiety, and trauma in our physical body. So the neural breath work helps us to like release it from wherever it's being stored. And like you said, like I got chills, like I was crying. Some people laugh, some people scream. It's like the way you release it, it's going to be different each time and going to be different for everybody.
So powerful.
So yeah. It's really powerful.
Yeah. It's wild. It was so wild. It was so good. Like so amazing. And the visualization, like, again, it's not like we're just sitting there breathing. Like John was there like talking and, you know, making us of course feel safe and comfortable, but also like feeding us things that it was just so incredible. So highly recommend doing that for sure. When you're, you know, able to do it, because it is something you have to be in like a pretty good, not, you don't have to be in a good mindset, but you have to be ready to like that's what you're doing for the night. Like after that, like you're just like kind of like drinking water, recouping, like you're done for a little bit.
I remember like, you, that picture you took with like all the tissues everywhere.
Yeah. I was like, I just went through a box of tissues. Here we are. This is what I'm doing for the rest of the night. But it feels so good. It's such a release. And it really is stored in your body. I've been in other breathwork sessions where this woman, she couldn't squat down before she got into this class. And like for years, she had a really bad, I think it was motorcycle accident. She hadn't been able to squat. Her hip was like stuck for years. Literally after the breathwork session, we saw it in front of our eyes. Like she was squatting, moving, like something like moved, the energy moved out of her body in a different way. And she was able to move her body like a way she hadn't in like 10 years. It was insane.
Wow.
Yeah. Ugh, it was wild. Chills. So The Body Keeps the Score is another good book that kind of talks about how like your body literally like keeps the score. Your body doesn't forget, and we store things, and so many issues with health related things in our gut, everything come from our emotions. So anyway, that was a whole nother tangent, but so wow. Breath work is amazing. This is something. So in the morning, okay. So you do your dancing, your Qigong, your some type of breath, maybe not that intense every day, but some form of breath. Any others?
It depends on the day. It's kind of flexible. I also really love a night routine. So a lot of times I'll do my routine right before bed. But if it is a morning routine, I will often create intentions for the day in my journal. So I'll do like three things I'm grateful for, three things I'm wanting to manifest, and three things I want to feel that day. So that's always something I do it to start off the day, just to get, you know, get into that frequency, get into the vibration of setting that intention for what I want to call in for that day and how I want to feel.
I love that. And it doesn't have to take forever, right? Like this could be something that you do like in 30 minutes or even less, like however, you know, you could, cause some people will get stuck like, oh, I don't have time to do this. And I'm like, well, then you need it more than other people. If you're telling that you don't have time for yourself, you need to find it even more, but this doesn't have to be something that takes, you know, a super long time. It could, but it doesn't have to. So I love that. Okay. You're such a wealth of knowledge, and we gave the listener so many tangible steps of what they can do. So what I want to close out with is, how has this like transformed your life? How has this personal development journey and like manifesting and all these things like really changed the trajectory of your life? Like not only how you feel on a daily basis, like that too, but everything else, like how has it really, you know, served you?
Yeah, it's allowed me to, most importantly, I think, love and accept myself. And I think that was a big part of my depression and my unfulfillment and unhappiness was suppression of my authentic expression. And through this healing journey, through this personal development journey, through this manifestation journey, I've had to learn to love myself and accept myself. And that has been the most rewarding part of this whole journey, has been coming home to that version of me, because I've always was like, you know, trying to be something I thought people wanted me to be. And it obviously was not clicking because nothing was aligning. Nothing was manifesting.
What's it working?
Why is it working? But once I finally truly like started to love and accept myself and allow myself to show up authentically as that version, that's when I started to attract the abundance, the prosperity, the love, the joy, the fulfillment, all those higher vibrational emotions. So I always tell people, it's like your authenticity is your pathway to success. It's like you loving yourself is your pathway to success. Like you, who was the activation vibration? I don't know if you follow her, but I love
I'm going to now.
She said, what's her affirmation? I get paid to be me. I get paid to be me, right? It's like, there's nobody that has walked your journey that expresses in the way that you express, that can tell your story in the way you tell it, in the way that you can, in the way that you do. And so I think it's so important. Like we talked about at the very beginning, to bookend, it was, what did we talk about? My mind went blank. Oh, you registered.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. How I like things that you taught me clicked in a different way than anybody else has before.
That right there.
Yes, exactly. Oh my God. And for the person who's listening right now, who like they are afraid to be seen, heard, understood. Like you felt that on a, like such a deep level. And you know, like what's let's leave it with that. Like, what is one thing you want to leave that person who is like, they're scared to be seen, heard, understood, whatever their story is that they feel like they can't be their authentic self. Like what's one thing you want to leave them with, you know, for just trying and helping them move past that?
I think, number one is getting to the root of when, you know, when you first experienced that fear, that anxiety. When did I decide this? When did I decide that it wasn't safe for me to be seen? And oftentimes you'll go back to that memory or that time when, you know, maybe somebody told you you weren't good enough or told you you were ugly or told you you were too gay or too this or too that or not enough this. And then realizing that that was just a projection of their own insecurities, of their own belief system. And it's not really about you. That it no longer serves you. It's like, I don't want to live the rest of my life pretending to be something that I'm not, because that's a waste of time.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
It's a waste of time. It's exhausting to try to keep up with the Joneses and try to be somebody that everybody wants you to be. Like,
and they're still not going to like you anyway. Like people are still going to have shit to say about you anyway.
Exactly. They're going to judge you no matter what. So you might as well show up as authentically as yourself if you're going to get judged anyway. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh my God, John, you're so amazing. Okay. Obviously people are going to want to know how they could work with you, how they could follow you, where they can get more of you. So give us all the details of what they can do to work with you.
Yes. So, you can sign up for the Conscious Creation course, which is my 6-week program. It is a live course. So there's like content that you view on your own. You do the works, the activities on your own. And then we meet together live each week. And that is coming later this year. So you can get on the wait list now.
Amazing. And we'll put all this information in the show notes. So those of you who are listening, all this will be in the show notes.
Yeah. So that one's all about, you know, reprogramming your subconscious mind, setting your intention, building that that dream life that you want to create. And it's really about like getting to the root of like the stuff that's holding you back from creating that life for yourself. You know, people go into it like, I'm going to manifest this, that, and the other, but it really like, no, you're going to do some deep inner work in this course.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Get ready.
Yeah. You're going to cry. You're going to laugh. You're going to face some fears. It's going to be great.
So good. Okay. Amazing. So that's number one. What else?
Right now we are doing, I don't know when this is launching.
Probably end of May.
End of May. Okay. So I have the membership, the Manifest Monthly membership, which is a lower ticket item. If you're not ready to fully invest in a course like this, it's a lower ticket item that you can sign up. It's a monthly membership where we meet live together each month. There's new video content, EFT tapping videos, hypnosis recordings. There's a new theme each month. I also have guest speakers coming in. So it's just a community of like-minded folks who are interested in learning about manifestation, personal development, and healing.
Yes. And where can I follow you on Instagram?
You can follow me on Instagram at John Hillstead with no H, J-O-N. And TikTok as well. Same name, John Hillstead.
Amazing. And you have to follow him because it will brighten your day every day. And I will put all this in the show notes. I highly recommend just getting in his world, whether it's the membership or the course. Like if you are someone right now who's really ready to like move past whatever's been holding you back and you have these roadblocks, like this is the way. A lot of times we think that it's doing more and making like making moves and doing all this stuff. And it's like, if that was working, then you would have already gotten everything that you want to get, right? Like we have to go deeper than that. And this is part of your health. Like if we are stuck in these negative thought patterns, these limiting beliefs, it is affecting your overall health and wellness, like in a very big way, because everything is energy. So like highly recommend working on this stuff, whether you do it on your own with the tips that John gave us, or you work with him, like just get started because it is going to support you in every area of your life. And I'm so excited for everybody to get on this journey because it's been so powerful for me.
Oh, I love that.
Yay. Beautiful. Okay. Well, John, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. You have been such an amazing guest and I know everyone's going to be obsessed. So get ready to see some tags from this episode.
I love it. Thank you so much, Corinne. I appreciate you.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.